Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Bullying. I'm going to be interviewing inner city guru, Miss Toni Washington. Toni's affectionately known as Miss Toni by the youth and by her team and professional leaders alike. She has been an advocate for youth development for over 20 years, and in 1994, she served as a lead youth counselor for the City of Orlando Parks and Recreation Department, which led to her creating Community Concept Services, Inc., CCSI, due to the lack of advocating for the youth in the urban communities. Miss Washington saw an immediate need of positive programming and mentors to intervene, inspire, instill hope in our urban youth. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so sick and it hurts me to the core when I hear about a youth committing suicide because of bullying. I was bullied as a kid, and I'm sure some of you were bullied as a kid, and I had never once thought about the act of killing myself. Of course, you know, you say, oh my God, I just want to kill myself and get this over, but you never really put those words into reality. You know what I'm saying? And it's so sad that these kids are to the point to where they see no alternative and no way out of the bullying situation that they're going through. And we as a community, you as a parent, we have to do our part in speaking with these children. I don't care if it's just one child. You're saving someone's life each time that you take time out of your busy schedules and speak to these kids and see where their head's at. Encourage them about school. Tell them about college. Talk to them about girls. Hey, mention safe sex. You know, have casual conversation. You wouldn't believe the things that these kids will tell you if you take a moment to ask. You know, my son is 18 now, and it's always been important that he is comfortable. He and his friends are comfortable enough to come and talk to me about anything, whether it's girls, school, sports, college, sex. We have an open forum, and I'm glad that I took the initiative to speak to them regarding that, because I learned a lot about the kids. I learned so much about them, and they care about politics. They care about, you know, what affects them. You know, they're excited to vote. And you don't know these things about our children if you don't ask. So we're going to talk to Miss Toni today about what she's doing as an advocate for the inner city. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this quick commercial break.
Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there.
Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there.
welcome to the show, Ms. Toni Washington.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello, and it's a pleasure to speak with you.
I appreciate it. Same here. Thanks for having me.
Ms. Toni, I see you've been an advocate for our youth for over 20 years. Tell us when and why you decided to become so closely involved with the children of our future.
Ooh, that's a long time back. It's a twofold for me. Personally, I raised a blended family. It was more of a Brady Bunch, his, mine, and ours. And I saw the need of implanting life skills and different segments into the whole child. So that's the personal part. The outreach in the neighborhood piece or the business piece of me saw the need on a national level and a community level to try to empower and instill hope in our youth. So many of these organizations, they get monies, they have grants, they have the perfect structure for programming for youth and families, but they don't have the capacity to get the word out or implant what is needed. They write perfect papers, but they lack the social connection. So I think it was two parts for me to get involved, and so I did, and here we are.
Wow, you've been doing some amazing things within the community, not only locally but on a national level. The issue with bullying has been in the headlines for some years now. How do you assist with combating this issue within the community, local and as well as national?
One thing we do in any program that I start or we develop or that we just become a part of as a whole, meaning myself or my team or our organization, is we impart a piece of life skill training. And I think that is an important piece because as I started doing this, I realized, you know, with all the testing and the FCATs and the this and the that, the standardized testing in schools, they removed what we had back in the day known as home economics, where we learned a lot of these social skills. And the social part of us, if it stopped at home, we picked it up in school. Well, right. Here now, if it stops at home, nobody's picking it up. Mm-hmm. And so in any program, we begin that. And bullying is a big piece of what we do, along with anger management.
Now, you're very close to the youth that you mentor. What are their reasons? What are they say the reasons that bullying has gotten so out of control?
I hear, you know, when bullying began, it started out as just, you know, when we were, again, back in the day, it was just teasing. We used to just be teased, the ultimate tease. I was a product of bullying. I would get thumped on my ears and those types of things, be called a gremlin or a dwarf or an elf or whatever. But now, you know, among girls, that is the big thing. Their bullying is just jealousy, cyberbullying. It's all kind of things going around now. And then they tell me when we sit down and talk, it's what we do. It's an initiation, and they don't look at it. A lot of youth individually don't look at it as a gang related issue, which was amazing to me.
Wow. This generation is totally opposite of the generation that I grew up in, because like you said, when we were growing up, it was teasing. I was a product of being, you know, of being bullied, and I just don't remember getting to the point to where I didn't want to be here on this earth anymore. You know, do you think a lot of kids that are being bullied are suffering from some emotional issues or emotional issues from home or parents, to where they get to the point to where they just don't want to give up on life?
I do. I have not. We have not seen the stats yet. We're waiting for stats to come out about the home base and the that piece of bullying. But I believe somewhere in that child's life, there's a parental bully somewhere.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we some of us, there's a greater argument of don't always blame the parent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing we have to go back to. You see what
right.
I'm saying? That's
yes.
the only thing we have to go back to. So at some point, either you are that child's first bully, or you see and know that your child is a bully.
Yeah.
So at either rate, you have to take care of that. You have to find help. You got to seek refuge. And I can say that with conviction because within the blended family that we reared, we raised two bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew they were bullies.
Wow.
And we did seek out as much help as we could get them from all three parents,
mm-hmm.
in those young men's lives. And the ending effect is one was murdered because of his bullying tactics, and one is serving two life sentences in 37 years. So, again, I've seen both sides.
Yeah, that's tragic. That's tragic because at the end of the day, that's usually what happens. Someone is going to prison or to the grave.
That's the only route.
Now, what has been the general feedback from the community and the children you mentor since you've been doing it for so long?
Mm-hmm.
What are some positive outcomes from your mentoring?
You know, one story I talk about all the time, and I was very proud to talk about this on the bullying seminar during the All-State Tom Joyner Family Reunion this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have a young lady who was bullied. She was a bully and she was being bullied, but I think her being bullied was, it just overcame her being the actual bully. And they would, you know, tell her how ugly she was, call her all kinds of names. I mean, you name it, they did it to this young lady. She is now in her second year of college and is holding a 3.6 grade point average, and just to know this young lady's story, it overshadows so much of what she went through herself. And as she got older and we work with her, because she used to, you know, just she would literally curse us and these types of things, and I knew that was a part of what she was feeling from the taunting and the physical attacks and the rumors and the name calling, you
mm-hmm.
know. She just pulled herself up and said, you know what, you made me feel like somebody. I am going to be somebody regardless of what they say. So when you hear things like that and you hear stories of these kids excelling to the next level, you can't do anything but smile. There is hope if we just stand tall and see a problem and do something about it.
Absolutely. That story gave me chills, Ms. Tony. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, she's around. She's something else.
Now, tell us about your corporation, My Rules, My Reality.
My Rules, My Reality, hence the name, My Rules, My Reality.
Love it.
And what we do, I'm known nationwide as the Inner City Guru. We create programming. We do motivational speaking workshops on a lot of different topics, bullying being one of our number one issues. We do inner city and marketing strategies. We design teen safe havens and development, anger management training. My favorite is the youth and parent mediation piece. So often our parents get caught up in trying to be friends with our children. So we try to redirect the parent as well as the child.
That's good.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so that those are some of the things that we do. We're on Facebook at My Rules, My Reality. Please like our page.
Definitely.
And we are Twitter. We are Twitter. And it's My Rule, My Reality, at My Rule, My Reality. And our website is www.myrulesmyreality.com. I am extremely passionate about the work that we do. We have been doing this for over 20 years. We have an array of, I call it Team Guru, who who are from PhD people all the way down to just your normal community liaisons.
Yeah,
and
that's
we all
great.
Pull together. Mm-hmm. We all pull together to make it work.
It goes back to it takes a village.
It takes a village, and we what we say is we are all a piece of the puzzle.
Love it. Love it. What are some future projects that you are working with or you're looking to implement soon?
I am really on this bullying bandwagon. I hate to be redundant about it, but I really am. It has been laying on my heart for about 2 or 3 years now, and I said, you know what, I am going to make this work. So one of my projects is I'm coming out with a 10-page. It's only 10 poems. It's called Eyes on Reality, and it's a 10-page poem book that have their powerful, motivating poems that can be used in workshops, seminars, youth and family classes, and anything. So we're coming out with that. That should be out by the 1st of November. And then what and encompassed in there is a poem that I wrote called Bully Your Own Life. And it's a poem written about bullying. And we have just finished a video, which will be aired on YouTube within the next week, entitled Bully Your Own Life. And we have been backed by Titus O'Neil from the WWE. We have also been backed by Kim Glass from the silver medalist from the United States Olympic volleyball team, as well as Mr. Rodney Perry and a couple other individuals that said, I've been bullied, I want to talk about bullying. So we hope that that message will come across very clear, promoting the video as well as the message.
I commend you, Ms. Toni, for taking a stand and doing your part in making a difference. You are not only saving lives, but you're providing options for our youth that many of them didn't know that they actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
true.
You so much. I appreciate you for coming on the show. You are officially a part of the Psy Effect show. Rodney Perry is also a friend of the Psy Effect radio show, and he'll be on. So I'll mention that to him, you know, regarding bullying as well, so we can continue to spread awareness relating to bullying. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I would hope through this show and the work that you also do that we can all come together and create a national movement within our community, letting individuals know it is not cute anymore because your child fights, your child teases, your child pokes fun. We need to start and get the message out so we can have our youth make the right decisions.
Now, before I let you go, what advice would you give to someone that is being bullied and someone that is doing the bullying?
The ones being bullied need to tell somebody. They need to seek refuge. They need to let somebody know that this is happening. You can't get help if you're not gonna if you don't tell somebody what's going on. the ones being bullied, simply put, they just need to stop. Just stop now, because you know, like I said earlier, it's a personal thing with me as well. You can be killed or you can be in prison. Stop now. Just stop.
Right.
That's the simple thing. And for our parents and community leaders and advocates that know that there is a bully around in school, in home, and those things, they need to understand two important pieces. A real approach causes for a real reaction.
Say that again.
That's what they need to understand.
Thank you so much for coming on. Again, you are welcome back anytime to promote whatever you're doing nationally or locally. All right?
I appreciate you.
Wait, before we go, do you have a number you would like to share with everyone?
If anyone has any questions about bullying, about the movement, how can they help? Their child is being bullied, you know, anything, please give us a call. 321-226-8586. That's my rules, my reality.
Got it.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Psy Effect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Psy Effect.